Blog Talk Radio.
When I cannot close my eyes and the night goes on, troubles taunt on every side, and my doubt is strong. Shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief. Mighty God who comes me, come and shelter me. Do your promises still stand? Does your mercy cease? By the power of your hand, grant me my shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief.
How's it going? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Last night I did a pretty good show, I think. And if you get a chance to listen to it, there was one mistake I made on the show when I did the playback. I classified Joe Biden as Orthodox Jewish who voted to burn the flag and voted to kill kids. That's not true. I got my names mixed up. I thought I was saying Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman is Orthodox Jewish, and he votes to burn the flag, and he votes to kill kids. And I say he keeps only 5 of the 10 commandments. Joe Biden voted to burn the flag, but Joe Biden never voted to kill kids. Okay, so I wanted to make that correction and apologize for saying the wrong last name. It's Joe Lieberwurst who votes to burn the flag and kill kids, and he gets a pass from both parties. And the good news tonight is Arlen Specter is now in boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy. So I'm just paying a tribute. You know, we pray for the souls of the faithful departed, but this guy was not faithful. That's right, and he voted to burn the flag, and he voted to kill kids. So now he has to explain to the Big Banger when life begins. Lots of luck, pal. Somebody sent me this. I'm going to share it with you. It's entitled Cancel Flight. Please read. And here's what it says. The threats of Muslim terrorists are very real, and I won't be here to see, this is what the author is saying, I won't be here to see the end of this turmoil, that the do-nothing group will rue the day they let this happen to their children. No, they won't rue the day. And they'll sing Gumbaya all the way to hell. But their children will spit on their graves. And to think, this is what he says, and to think that Fox News was the only channel that reported this, and I never saw it, so it must have been in that five-second flash under the screen. They may be politically incorrect, but at least they had the testicles to report it. In my opinion, the author says, the Muslims are getting very brave now. Read Ted Petruna's story below. Ted, T-E-D-D, Petruna, P-E-T-R-U-N-A, apostrophe S, story below, or Petruna. And if you Google him, you'll find it, I'm sure. Can you imagine our own news media now are so politically correct? And let's eliminate this word, politically correct. Treasonous is the word. Substitute politically correct with treasonous. And substitute the word liberal with communist. And substitute the word right-winger with mainstream American. So can you imagine our own news media that are so traitorous that they're afraid to report? They're not afraid. They're in league with the party of death. And everything the party of death supports, they support. So let me tell you about this. Ted Petruna is a diver at the NBL Neutral Buoyancy Lab facility at NASA in Houston. Ted happened to be on the AirTran flight 297 from Atlanta to Houston. Here's his report. 1 week ago, I went to Ohio on business and to see my father. On Tuesday the 17th, I returned home. If you read the papers the 18th, you may see a blurb about where an AirTran flight was canceled from Atlanta to Houston due to a man who refused to get off his cell phone before takeoff. The story was only on Fox News. That was not what really happened. I was seated in first class coming home. 11 Muslim men got on the plane in full Muslim attire. Two of them sat in first class, and the rest seated themselves throughout the plane in coach class all the way to the back. As the plane taxied out to the runway, the stewardess gave the safety spiel that we are all familiar with, and at that time, one of the men in first class got on his cell phone and called one of his companions back in coach. He proceeded to talk on the phone in Arabic very loudly and very, very aggressively. This activity took the first stewardess out of action, for she repeatedly told the man that cell phones were not permitted at that time. He ignored her as if she was not there. The man who answered the phone back in the coach section did the same thing, and this took out the second stewardess. Further back in the plane at the same time, two younger Muslims, one in the back on the aisle and one sitting in front of him by the window, began to show footage of a porno video they had taped the night before. They were very loud about it. The third stewardess informed the two men that they were not allowed to have any electronic devices on at this time. One of the men said, "Shut up, infidel dog." The stewardess attempted to take the camcorder, and the Muslim began to scream in her face in Arabic. At that exact moment, all 11 of the men got up and started to walk throughout the cabin. I guess that because of the noise, the flight crew must have decided there was something amiss and changed the plane's directions to head back to the terminal. The commotion and noise was reaching a feverish pitch, and at this time, I had had enough. I got up and started walking towards the back of first class when I heard a voice behind me from another Texan twice my size say, "I got your back." Then I grabbed the man who had been on the cell phone by the arm, and I said, "You will sit down in your seat, or you'll be thrown off this plane." As I led him around to take me to his seat, to take him to his seat, the fellow Texan grabbed him by the back of the neck and his waist, and he headed him back to his seat. I then grabbed the second man and said, "You will do the same." He protested loudly, but my adrenaline was flowing now, and he was going to go also. Just as I escorted him forward, the plane stopped, the doors opened, and three TSA agents and four police officers entered the cabin. Myself and my new Texas friend were told to cease and desist, for they had the situation under control. I was quite happy to oblige, actually. There was still some sort of commotion in the back. Within moments, all 11 Muslim men were escorted off the plane. The TSA agents then had their luggage unloaded. We talked about the occurrence and were in disbelief that this had happened. Then suddenly the door opened again and walked in all 11 Muslim men, stone-faced, eyes front and robotic. The only way I can describe it, they were reseated. The stewardess from the back had been in tears, and when she saw the men, she was having none of it. Since I was up front, I heard and saw the whole ordeal. She told the TS agents that there was no way she was staying on the plane with the Muslim men. The agent told her that they had been searched. They had searched the men, and they were going to go through their luggage with a fine-tooth comb. However, nothing had been found, and that the men were allowed to proceed to Houston. The captain and co-captain came out of the cockpit and told the agent, "We and our crew will not fly this plane." After a word or two, the entire crew, luggage in tow, left of the plane. 5 minutes later, the cabin door opened again, and a whole new crew walked on. Again, this is where I had had enough. I got up and I asked the TS agent, "What the hell is going on?" I was told to take my seat. The airlines and TSA were sorry for the delay, and we would get home shortly. I said, "I'm getting off this plane." The stewardess sternly told me she could not allow me to get off. Now, I'm really mad. I said, "I'm a grown man who bought this ticket, whose time is mine, with a family at home, and I'm going through that door, or I'm going through the door with you under my arm. But I am going through that door." And then I heard a voice behind me say, "So am I." Then everyone behind us started to get up and say the same thing. Within 2 minutes, I was walking off that plane, where I was met by more TSA agents who asked me to write a statement about the incident. I had 5 hours to kill at this point, waiting for the next flight to Houston. So why the hell not give them my statement? Now, due to the amount of people who got off that flight, it was canceled. I was supposed to be in Houston at 6 p.m., but I finally got there at 12:30 a.m. If you don't believe this, look up the date and then flight 297 from Atlanta to Houston. If this wasn't a terrorism dry run, I don't know what one is. The terrorists wanted to see how TSA would handle it, how the crew would handle it, and how the passengers would handle it. I'm telling you this because I want you to know the threat is real. I saw it with my own eyes. Ted Petruna. So, little episodes. You know, there's a lot of murder going on that we don't know about, and we're not being told. And this has become a cover-up country. And we got to put an end to this happy horse crap. And we got to get our country back. And you've only got 21 days left to make up your mind. In Ohio, we're counting on you to save the nation. Do not fail us. If you fail us, you will be spitting on the graves of 325,000 Civil War warriors from Ohio that fought to save this nation. And now it's your turn. Now it's your turn. So let me break for a tune. We got 15 minutes left. Let's see if we can find you a decent tune. Let's see. Let's see. We'll give you a quickie. Rocky Top to the boys in Tennessee. We'll be right back. pretty good, wasn't it? We need Tennessee, too. We all might be down in Tennessee one of these days when the arrest wagon comes and you have to leave by the back door. I'm looking for an intro. Bear with me. I hate this little... Boom, boom, boom. You know what? I'll give you... okay. Today that I bring you bad news. We're broke, and we can no longer pay all our bills. So before I announce the agency layoffs, let me turn to our allies, the coalition of the willing, the 51 allies that Joe Biden knows, and I can only count five. Dear friends, dear allies, as you know, we have over the years been there for you with aid money. But as of today, the foreign aid store is closed. We hope if you get a chance, you can send a little our way. It would be appreciated. Now to the agency closings. Any agency with the word labor in it. Any agency with the word environment. Any agency with the word food stamp. Same with the word welfare. Any agency with the word grant in it, any agency with the word discrimination in it, any agency with the word education in it, any agency with the word homeland in it, any agency with the word human in it, any agency with the word minority in it. Others will be added later. All lobbies are off limits to Washington, D.C. We are assigning one dark alley to meet the politician you own, and you can only make $1 contributions. Now to the House and Senate. Now, this will be your last term in office, and we wish you well. The new term will usher in part-timers who are limited to passing one-page bills, all in caps. And to the State Department. All ambassadorships will now be filled by wounded war veterans who have more in common with the locals than bribe payers or champagne contributors, as the Democamos call them. To OSHA, we appreciate your concern for our safety. but Band-Aids are only 79 cents a box. And to the arts, we will take one chorus of stout-hearted men, and the ballet's grant this year is being used to buy combat boots for Swamp Lake. We will sponsor one ballet, Swamp Lake, and Nancy Pelosi will still be allowed to do her interpretation of the March on Selma. So, and now that we have reduced our deficit by $5 trillion, I thought we would take a new tune, and we'll do the beer boycott song.
It's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Well, a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly touches him a sneer. When the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. There's a dog on the veranda for his master, he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear. But no place for a dog, round a pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. She says, you're ready, me dear. Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lounges up away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Okay, I got this one quick blog that somebody sent me through the American Underground. And it says, I'm a Democratic, Republican, liberal, progressive's worst nightmare. I am white, conservative, tax-paying, American veteran, gun-owning biker, and that's me. I'm a master mason. I work hard and long hours with my hands to earn a living. I believe in God and the freedom of religion, and I don't push it on others. I ride Harley Davidsons and drive American-made cars. I believe in American products and buy them whenever I can. I believe the money that I make belongs to me and not to some liberal government functionary, Democrat or Republican, that wants to share it with others who don't work. I'm in touch with my feelings, and I like it that way. I think owning a gun doesn't make you a killer, it makes you a smart American. I think being a minority does not make you noble or victimized and does not entitle you to anything. Get over it. I believe that you're selling me a Big Mac, that if you're selling me a Big Mac or any other item, you should do it in English. I believe there should be no other language option. I believe everyone has the right to pray to his or her God where or when they want to. My heroes are Malcolm Forbes, Bill Gates, John Wayne, Babe Ruth, Roy Rogers, and Willie G. Davidson, who makes the awesome Harley Davidson motorcycles. I don't hate the rich. I don't pity the poor. I know wrestling is fake, and I don't waste my time watching or arguing about it. I never owned a slave, nor was I a slave. I haven't burned any witches or been persecuted by the Turks, and neither have you. I believe if you don't like the way things are here, and go back at the way you came from and change your country. Change your own country. This is America. We like it this way, and more so the way it was. So stop trying to change it to look like Russia or China or some socialist country. If you were born here and don't like it, you're free to move to any socialist country that will have you. And if you go to a hospital in Cuba, be sure to bring toilet paper because they don't have any. I believe it is time to really clean house, starting with the White House and seat of our biggest problems. I want to know which churches is it exactly where Reverend Jesse Jackson preaches, where he gets his money, and why he is always part of the problem and not the solution. Can I get an amen on that one? You should also know when they talk about the rich Republicans that Reverend Wright has a $5 million house on Lake Munchiken. Yes, all from serving God. I also think the cops have the right to pull you over if you're breaking the law, regardless of what color you are, and not just because you happen to ride a bike. And I don't mind having my face shown on my driver's license. I'm proud that God has written on my money. I think if you are too stupid to know how a ballot works, I don't want you deciding who should be running my country for the next 4 years. I dislike those people standing in the intersections trying to sell me stuff or trying to guilt me into making donations to their cause. Get a job and do your part to support yourself and your family. I believe that it doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes two parents. I believe illegal is illegal no matter what the lawyers think. I believe the American flag should be the only one allowed in America. If this makes me a bad American, then yes, I'm a bad American. If you are a bad American too, please forward this to everyone you know. My country, I hope this offends all illegal aliens. Many great, 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 great grandfather watched and bled as his friends died in the Revolution and the War of 1812. My great, great, great grandfather watched as his friends died in the Mexican-American War. My great, great grandfather watched as his friends and brothers died in the Civil War. My great grandfather watched as his friends died in the Spanish-American War. My grandfather watched as his friends died in World War I. My father watched as his friends died in World War II. I watched as my friends died in Vietnam, Panama, and Desert Storm. My son watched and bled as his friends died in Afghanistan and Iraq. None of them died for the Mexican flag. Everyone died for the American flag. Texas high school students raised a Mexican flag on a school flagpole. Other students took it down. Guess who got expelled? The students who took it down. California high school students were sent home on Cinco de Mayo because they wore T-shirts with the American flag printed on them. Enough is enough. This message needs to be viewed by every American. America needs to stand up for America. Yes, we can no longer leave it to the other guys. Americans, stop giving away your rights. We bent over to appease the American haters long enough. I'm taking a stand. I'm standing up because hundreds of thousands who died fighting in wars for this country and for the American flag. If you agree, stand up with me. That's our show for tonight, folks. We will be back on the scene with the record machine. God keep you safe. God keep this country safe, and let's not be too quick to throw them out of here, because when we fall, no one's going to take us in. Amen.